It's the Quincy Harris Morning Show with K-Fox right here on 100.3 WRMB every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. We bring in our brother from our sister station, Praise 107.9. He goes by the name of Solomon Jones. Solomon, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what up, man? First of all, we got to congratulate the Sixers on moving on to the next round of the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's first.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then we got to talk about the brother that was there, apparently was a good luck charm for them last night, Meek Mill. Meek Mill left prison yesterday as a free man, and the reasons were many. He left as a free man because the cop who arrested him on gun and drug charges in 2009 is one of 29 cops so corrupt that the DA won't even call him to the stand. He left as a free man because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court sided with prosecutors who recommended a new trial. He left as a free man most of all because America's criminal justice system is designed to favor the rich. And since Meek Mill has billionaire friends who are willing to go to bat for him, since Meek Mill had a legal team that could appeal to the state's highest court, since Meek Mill had a PR machine that brilliantly fought for his cause, the system worked in his favor. And that's great for Meek Mill. I just hope it's great for the rest of us. Because after we finish cheering Meek's legal victory, 2.2 million people will still be rotting away in American prisons. They'll still be disproportionately black. They'll still be overwhelmingly poor, and they'll still have a snowball's chance in hell of walking out those prison doors. So while Judge Janice Brinkley probably hoped Meek would learn his lesson from all this, I only hope the rest of us learn ours. The lesson is that resources matter in America, and if you don't have them and you get arrested, your name won't be on buses, your story won't be on the news, the mayor won't come to see you, and you won't be ringing no bell. Because poor people do time in this country. And it really doesn't matter if they're innocent. In a system designed to protect the interests of the rich, those without money are the victims, and most of the time, they're black. So I'm pulling for Meek Mill, because he now has the platform and the voice to explain that systemic racism isn't always about the white man. Sometimes it's about a black judge who works in a racist system and locks brothers up because she can. Sometimes it's about a black cop who backs up his subordinates when they lock up brothers for nothing. Sometimes it's about a black politician who watches this mess and says nothing. Sometimes it's about a black community too tired to fight for what's right. That's why Meek's release matters. He has the power to tell our kids that the system can look like them. He has the power to tell our kids that it's best to avoid arrest. I only hope he uses that power to lift our community up, because as much as we'd like to think that Meek Mill learned his lesson from all this, the people who really need to learn the lessons are us.
Our brother from our sister station, Praise 107.9, Solomon Jones. Solomon, let's give it up one more time for Solomon Jones. Thank you, Solomon. You can check Solomon out 10 a.m. on Praise 107.9. You can follow him on social media, Solomon Jones 1. Solomon, man, you made some really good points, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
even
if you think about just being poor and getting services for health, right? Like,
that's right.
You just need money just to be treated like a regular human being in America.
Exactly. And the criminal justice system is built on money. I mean, you have lawyers who cost money. You bet not have a court-appointed lawyer, because guess what? They're going to get paid whether you get off or not.
Yeah.
So they don't care. You know, if you have a public defender, that person is overwhelmed. They got 30 or more clients just like you. You know, and so you need money in order to even have a fighting chance in the criminal justice system. Yeah, it helps to have billionaire friends. It helps to be popular. It helps to have a PR campaign. But, you know, there's a whole lot of people in jail who could use that same attention. And I'm hoping that Meek Mill will use his platform in order to bring attention to them, so that we can bring justice to people who might not have the resources he did.
Definitely. Solomon Jones. We'll check back in with you on Friday, man. Thank you very much, sir.
Hey.
Man, Solomon Jones, man. He does what he does. Listen tomorrow at 10 a.m. for your first shot at winning a Gucci bag and $500.
Hmm.
Okay? Tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here.
I want a Gucci bag and $500.
Let me see. I'm looking at your bag. Yeah, you got some kind of, yeah.
I need a nice new bag for the spring, you know?
Just say you need $500.
I need $500.
She bagged up over there, speaking of money. Now,